crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 30th day of June 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every single Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Wayne Madsen is going to be joining us in the second hour for three of the segments. Wayne did work at the National Security Agency. He's testified to Congress before about illegal spying over a decade ago. And Wayne was in a big London Guardian article yesterday that got pulled from the Guardian and the Observer, one of the biggest group of publications in the UK. It got pulled, and then at the same time, they even went into the Google system, which I've never seen before, and took it out of the Google Wayback Machine. In fact, if we punch up my middle computer, folks can see it there if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com/show. We now offer the radio show free, everybody, while we can pay for the bandwidth. And subscribers get the nightly news and all the films, the rest of it. Our goal is just to get the word out, period. And that's why we're putting that out, so people can actually see it if you're a radio listener. But shocking NSA scoop on Saturday. The Guardian revealed a major NSA scoop, then deleted it from their website. I saw this in the Business Insider this morning, posted up on Infowars.com, so I called Wayne. And on his site, he has it archived, but other than that, it's gone. You click on the Google Wayback Machine, and I actually searched the article headline in a fresh search of their site. I clicked on this morning, and it was there. It's now gone, ladies and gentlemen. That's the type of stuff that is going on. Now, continuing here, look at it. There's the Wayne Madsen right there, revealed secret European deals to hand over private data to America. This has been known forever. Like, this has been declassified over and over again. That is called Infopol 9, basically, over Europe. And it's the same grid. And they all share. And Europeans can then listen to us. So, see, the Europeans are out in the press going, "How dare America? We would never put up with this." I saw an article 2 years ago where a guy was in France, and he said, "Man, this is the bomb going to this sporting event." And he was arrested. And then you've seen examples of Europeans coming over here and others saying, "Man, we're coming to America to tear the place down." And here comes the FBI. They're reading the emails, the text, listening. That is on record. They're only going after Snowden and people because they're saying it's morally wrong. So they're really going after their free speech. They're going after Greenwald's speech, interviewing somebody like Snowden and having David Gregory on NBC say arrest him. And it is disgusting. So there it is, revealed secret European deals to hand over private data to America. That's up on Infowars.com. And then we're linked to a new article to Wayne Madsen. I'm putting out a report today responding to all this. It is a big deal. You know, we tend to have Wayne on so much every few months. People think, "Oh, that's just Wayne Madsen." Folks, he worked at the NSA. He worked before that in Navy security. And he worked in the Naval War College. And he has testified to Congress, and he has the sources. And he's just, but he's going after a European commission that admitted it a decade ago. And James Bamford's book, 12 years ago, Body of Secrets, had exposed Operation Northwoods, among other things. So he'll be joining us. We've got all the other news first, though. We've got reports out there right now that they're planning massive rioting. Boy, did that story go mega viral. Folks are planning that if Zimmerman doesn't get convicted. We'll be covering that and a lot more. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We've got it.
We see the earth now.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're live the 30th day of June, this Sunday, 2013, and we've got a very important pro-liberty transmission jam-packed with truth and decisive research coming up, so stay with us. Again, folks, coming up in the second hour, a real NSA insider whistleblower will be joining us, Wayne Madsen. A big cover story in the London Guardian / Observer came out yesterday and was denoticed by the British government. They have national security declarations over there where they can shut the press down. Very authoritarian. Under the so-called U.S. government request, they have been slapping down scores of mainstream media reports about illegal spying and how Europe and the UK is working with the criminals that run our government to engage in this type of activity. And Wayne Madsen's story that was up on The Guardian, there was not a retraction, there was not anything. It went out in the print edition of the newspaper nationwide and into Europe. It's one of the biggest English-speaking papers in Europe, if not the biggest. It went out, but they removed it off of the online, and we have screenshots of it at the bottom of the article on Infowars.com. They removed it, and now they have removed it from the Google cache system. That I've never seen Google remove something from its cache. So that has all been disappeared, and we have links to that. You can see up on Infowars.com, and exclusively, Wayne Madsen will be joining us. He's talked to the newspaper. It was the government, quote, putting pressure on them to remove it. But as Madsen pointed out over the phone, I said, well, wait, the stuff you talk about, you're smart, like Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program, the weaponized space system, before that Colonel Bowman in the Air Force. You're smart, like that engineer and nuclear physicist Bob Bowman. He'll come on and talk about space weapons, but only what's been accidentally leaked by other people. Only what's been gotten out by the press in the past, he can come out and say what's accurate and what isn't. And he talked about on C-SPAN debating the current head of the Star Wars program in the late 80s. And the guy got real angry with him and started releasing a bunch of classified stuff. And so he was then able to talk about that because his former colleague got angry and was blurting it out. And the truth is, it's like General Petraeus as the head of the CIA last year, now defrocked, disgraced, kicked out in one of those interagency wars, was at a technology conference put on by Wired Magazine. And he said, look, we got wireless internet looking through your walls. He said, look, all your new appliances have microphones, cameras. Your dishwasher is watching you. And, of course, we're listening to everything you're doing. But It's for your safety. So, because he was promoting it from a perspective of this spying illegally is good for you and to keep you safe from the bad men, like we're 2 years old and really believe these fairy tales, then you don't go to jail. But if you're Edward Snowden and you come out and you say, hey, they're spying on everybody illegally, these are the programs that are in place, and I think it's terrible and I can't go on living like this anymore, then they've got to call you a traitor and an enemy and a piece of trash and say you've endangered America and get all sycophantic about national security when the globalists are the ones destroying our industry, our sovereignty, and our security. So I'm going to talk to the people out there like David Gregory of Meet the Press, who with extreme salivation had Greenwald of The Guardian on last Sunday and said, hey, you ought to be arrested. We played the clip last Sunday. You ought to be arrested. You know, maybe you should be arrested. And I mean, this is so outrageous. The spying is illegal on record without warrants. This is part of the war on journalists. They're using the NSA on the Associated Press and on Fox News. They're arresting members of the State Department that talk to Fox News or to this show, for that matter. People go to the State Department, to the cafeteria, meet with them and go, what's your view as a top analyst on North Korea? Are they capable of, you think, really launching a nuclear weapon at Japan? Well, yes, we think they're crazy enough. They are unstable enough to do it. And we don't think they're planning to, but they are dangerous. And we believe they have three weapons. I mean, that's in the newspaper. And they went and arrested that guy and are talking about charging the Fox News head national security reporter. I mean, that was in the news a month ago. And then they take Snowden. There's a bunch of whistleblowers. There's been AT&T, NSA whistleblowers. There's been a ton of them. James Bamford interviewed a bunch of whistleblowers and brought out more than Snowden did 12 years ago in Body of Secrets. We interviewed him. And mainly what he did was go and dig through the National Security Archives and then go and talk to retired people about what they could tell them about things in the archives. And mainly it was our so-called government shipping narcotics around the world, our so-called government running sex slavery, white slavery, our so-called government staging terror attacks to blame foreign governments and take American liberty. That came out in ABC News, by the way. James Bamford used to be the producer, the news director of Nightline. Oh, you didn't know they've declassified over 200 instances of the U.S. Army blowing stuff up to blame an enemy. I mean, this. And our military says, well, we do this because other people do. Yeah, I guess other people do. Operation Himmler was more than a dozen staged terror attacks to be blamed on Poland and countries like that to start World War II. I guess Operation Himmler did really work well for a while. So this is the type of stuff I deal with and that we all deal with when we're informed, is hearing other talk show hosts literally salivate on air going, Richard Snowden or Edward Snowden is a traitor. And all these people need to be arrested, and we need to go after them, and we need to go after people that try to hurt America and all this business. He didn't give out ICBM information. He didn't give out cruise missile information. He didn't give out how many knots an aircraft carrier can move, or steam, as they call it, even though it's nuclear-powered, they call it steam. I guess they call it cruise now. He didn't give out the classified speed of an Abrams M1A1 tank. They didn't give any of that out. He came out and said, we are spying on everybody, in the middle of a huge scandal where they were caught spying on the press and caught spying on the House cloakroom and the Senate cloakroom where people go to eat their lunch. The Justice Department has stinking microphones planted in there. Totally illegal. Totally illegal. And all of this comes out, ladies and gentlemen, and we've known this before. MI6 has been caught spying on the British Parliament. The bureaucracies and the special interests that control them are out of control. And that's the big national security threat, is the 860,000+ private contractors with top secret and above top secret clearance, most of them foreign-owned companies here in the U.S. who have access to all the NSA data. Snowden worked for a private company. It happened to be American. The point is, these are globalists that have taken over. They're dialed into all this, and they're really using it for unfair trade advantage against companies that aren't on the inside scoop. It'd be like having a bug in your competition's office. Okay, we're going to come back and break down the latest on the NSA scandal and a bunch of other news.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You think you've got private lives, folks? Think nothing of the kind. There is no true escape. Big Brother's watching all the time. The only escape is not being intimidated by all this and standing up to the criminal interest that have hijacked our nation and restoring our republic. Now, I want to get into a bunch of important crime news, the bizarre statements of Alec Baldwin, just because it shows the hypocrisy of the authoritarian left, as I call them. We're going to get into U.S. military buildups, not just in Jordan, but also in Israel by Gaza. And it's not even really getting any press here in the U.S. I mean, it's in Reuters, it's in France 24 on their national TV, but I've been monitoring TV and press here. There's very little coverage of it. It's a big deal. Here's the headline: Jordanians suspicious about U.S. military deployment. The government, it says, is the U.S. had a drill there and then a month ago and then refused to leave. It's pretty bizarre. So we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be, again, in-depth looking at the NSA, but here's what I want to get across to everybody. We've all heard stories and seen convictions in news where 20-year-old companies, 150-year-old companies, 200-year-old companies, in some cases in Europe or older, where the CEO or the CFO or the president of the company or a managing director gets caught doing something illegal with the company, robbing thousands of people or overcharging millions or cheating or using company transport to ship in drugs. You've all seen countless articles and stories like that in the press. There's a lot of examples of it. It doesn't mean that everyone in the company is a criminal. It doesn't mean everybody that works for the organization is bad. When you get a bunch of people in a company operating as criminals, then you can call it organized crime. And when you look at our government and many other governments, I mean, most people will say, oh, well, most governments are corrupt and are tyrannies and are oligarchies. Most governments are wildly corrupt, and the police are oppressive, and there's a surveillance state, and there's checkpoints on the road, and the police will rob you if they want, or take blood from you at checkpoints, and you start going down the list, you're like, wow, that's a lot of places in America. And anyone who's honest will tell you, America is declining culturally, spiritually, mentally, in very, very many ways, and it's accelerating. And when you try to stand up against that decline, you get demonized by the mainstream media. And you get demonized by a lot of the politicos that are out there. Because they've got a lot riding on America going quietly into the night. They've got a lot riding on the people standing down. And really, all the New World Order is a private, global, corporate takeover. And Zbigniew Brzezinski and Carol Quigley and Rothkopf and Henry Kissinger and countless others have all written books. Helmut Schmidt, the German Chancellor, Men in Power is a political retrospective. There are countless books I've personally read where they announce their global corporate government. And where they brag for 50, 60 years that they're above the law, they have diplomatic immunity, that the government ships in the narcotics, that the government runs every bad vice, and that select corporate individuals make the money off of it, But it's good because they're altruistic and they're only running the criminal enterprises so that bad people don't get control of it. See, they're in control of it because they'll make sure that it doesn't hurt innocent people that didn't ask for it. And what I'm giving you is the secrets of organized crime here. The mindset, the way it works, the way they think. And they all write books bragging how they're doing it and saying, hey, we're in control. We deserve to be in control. I've been approached by some of these guys on record and off record and said, look, the public would tear you limb from limb. They don't want freedom. You ought to join us. Well, I don't believe that. With the culture they sell, the dumbing down, the propaganda, all of that, undoubtedly, we have a decadent, wicked society, and the general public is a howling, dangerous mob of miscreants on average. But there is a large segment of society, and I think bordering on a majority, that is hardworking, smart, good, decent, but they're overwhelmed by the complexity of the world, overwhelmed by the magnitude of the corruption. And they believe that they'd have to be able to fix the whole world with one magic button or lever they throw. And that's not how the universe works. But simply put, the New World Order is a corporate hostile takeover of not just the U.S., but every other country in the world. It is 2,000 major companies, this is all mainstream news now, that have access to most of the NSA data. It is the Fortune 100, roughly, and Google and Microsoft and Apple and AT&T and Verizon on record that are the NSA. They have the data centers. They administer the government centers, but most of it's in their centers. And I told you this a decade ago. I told you this 17 years ago because it's all public. Wayne Madsen's coming on. He simply pointed to The Guardian. Here's the European Union Commission from a decade ago admitting this when James Bamford's book came out on the NSA, the former head producer of Nightline. Here's all the documents. Here's the name of the programs. Here's how they do it. Here's how they run it. And they shut that article down after less than 24 hours and even took it off Google Cache, folks. And you know why they did? Because Wayne Madsen just walked out and said, the emperor has no clothes. This is all public. This is in the Telecommunications Act of 96 in the U.S. This is in your Telecommunications Acts of 1997, 2003 in Europe. And they totally freaked out, ladies and gentlemen. You see, they like it when Snowden's running and scared because they can then act like he did something wrong, get everybody to buy into it and call the guy a traitor when he is a hero. And they can have others call him a double agent. That guy's not a double agent. He's a double agent of the globalists. He's not like Lee Harvey Oswald they sent to Russia to defect or something. I've studied it. I know it. I've seen every angle. He's one of many people that tried to get away from this evil who they decided to pick as a cutout to then make the double agent by demonizing him and trying to scare everybody. And tell you, yeah, we're listening to you. And yeah, we torture people. And yeah, we ship in the drugs. What you going to do about it? You see? Now, I'm done talking about that till the next hour. Okay, we're live. It's Sunday right now, 30th day of June, 2013. When we come back, I'm going to get into a bunch of key news.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There is a new scandal involving the ATF that broke via USA Today. We have the background on it at Infowars.com right now. ATF arming robbers in hatched plots that they hatch, leaving many dead. ATF domestic sting operations, Eclipse Operation Fast and Furious. They go out and find people that they pressure to go out and commit crimes with illegal guns so they can then point at that and call for all of us to lose our guns, as their own internal memo showed on Fast and Furious, where they ship thousands of guns into Mexico to then blame the Second Amendment when crimes were committed with them. That's called a false flag event. I'll be getting to that more in just a moment and a bunch of other news I haven't covered yet. But first off, the July issue of InfoWars magazine is in. You can sign up and get a 12-month subscription at InfoWarsStore.com. It makes a great gift subscription. Big, color, glossy, 60-page magazine full of political cartoons, documents, articles, posters. You name it, this issue deals with you are the target of government spying and gets into what the NSA is really up to. And I did this a few months ago. This is the last time I'm doing this for the next 6 months, maybe a year. We published three big InfoWars.com bumper stickers in it, outdoor bumper stickers, the high-quality ones. This one has 10 of them in it, 4 big ones, 6 little ones. I mean, the little ones are medium size to put on your own property or legal and lawful areas. Talk about an InfoWars bomb in the InfoWar. Again, it's got 6 medium size bumper stickers that you can stick wherever you want. And then it's got the 4 full-size ones. America has been occupied by globalist forces, Infowars.com. And then under here, it says, listen to Alex Jones, Infowars.com. And here's another one, Infowars.com, forbidden information. And then listen to Alex Jones at Infowars.com. Great way to wake people up. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking 10 bumper stickers. What did you guys just do in there? Because my audio suddenly got clear. I was telling you my audio had been kind of low in my earpiece, and it just suddenly clicked in, and then I could hear it good. Wow, that was amazing. That was like the sun coming back or something. Wow, it was driving me crazy not being able to hear barely. That was neat. So again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. You can also buy the magazines in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost to wake up friends and family or put them around your dental office, your barber shop, your store, or buy them in bulk at cost and sell them. Looks like the old-fashioned Rolling Stone, you know, the big, large-size magazine. And lastly, that doesn't really support the broadcast. It just supports liberty in general and wakes people up. Things like ProPure water filtration, stainless steel, the best out there, side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get these incredible filtration systems that cut out so much of the garbage that's out there. One of the biggest things you can do for you and your family's health. All the families out there deserve this. Your children deserve this. You can get the ProPure water filtration systems and get 10% off the already lowest price on the internet with the promo code WATER online at InfoWarsStore.com on our online shopping cart, or when you call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the ProPure systems and the books, the films, it's a huge online shopping center there at InfoWarsStore.com that funds so much of what we're doing here. So I want to thank all of you for shopping with the Patriots, shopping with the good guys. It's not only important to shop local or shop America, or if you live in, say, Canada or the UK or Germany, to shop local. It's important to shop with the Patriots, to shop with the Libertarians. InfoWarsStore.com. We're the only operation of its kind, a true libertarian constitutionalist that goes after both parties and exposes the inside scoops fearlessly. This is the biggest and best operation out there. We'd like to do a lot better job. And the more support we get, the more we can do it. InfoWarsStore.com. And lastly, support our local AM and FM affiliates. Spread the word about this broadcast. Whether you're listening to me here in Austin on 590 AM or in Chicago, if you're listening to us on 1530 or the 160-plus AM and FM affiliates across the land. Okay, I'm done with the daily plug there, but that's also how we fund our operation. Let me get to this thing that I just mentioned here. And I'm going to get Larry Pratt on this week of Gun Owners of America to break it down. But ATF arming robbers and hatching plots, leaving many dead. ATF domestic sting operations eclipse Operation Fast and Furious. In sting operations similar to the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, which left 6 dead, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are pressuring and arming people to rob fictitious drug stash houses, and the bust have left at least 7 people dead, according to USA Today. Now, remember, our government, on record, the banks that have hijacked it, ship in most of the narcotics. Even Bloomberg reports that. They run the guns, the drug cartels, all of it. So they need low-level idiots to bust for the media to make it look like they've done something. And it just goes on with a lot of legal scholars, constitutionalists, saying this is illegal. This is beyond entrapment. It's very, very dangerous. And it's then used to blame the Second Amendment. It's then used. In fact, it came out. They've used these cases in anti-gun stuff on TV. And as we learn more and more, it'll get even worse, of course, just like Fast and Furious, which CBS News, to their credit, got the internal memos from higher up saying, cover this up. We're going to use this to go after the guns. Well, of course, I said that before it came out. Of course, they were already on the news when Obama got elected. They were already on the news in 2009 going, we've got to turn our guns in. We've got to ban semi-autos. They're being used in Mexico. We've got gun tracker programs. That's how we know the White House was lying, because it turned out they had directed it. And before they got caught arming the cartels, they said, oh, yeah, we're tracking the guns in this program. You bet you were tracking them. You were giving them the guns, because the drug cartels are buying full auto and buying armored vehicles and having Goldman Sachs, type mega banks launder the money. It's come out with all these big Federal Reserve connected banks, mainly Wachovia and Wells Fargo, the ones that have been busted with the hundreds of billions of drug money, and specifically running the aircraft, the weapons, you name it to them. When's the last time you heard about a big Federal Reserve shareholding bank? Because all the big six banks own share in the Federal Reserve, the private offshore Federal Reserve. And just go into your LexisNexis if you're a reporter and type in Federal Reserve Bank, $6 billion in drug money, $20 billion in drug money. You'll see it all the time, but nobody gets in trouble. Instead, they'll raid some dilapidated drug house just a few times a year per city to make it look like they're doing something. Our government has been involved in the drug trade, taxing it since it was legal in 1789. Cocaine, opium, laudanum, then heroin after the 1860s when they invented purifying it, the derivative of opium, all of it. Just shipping it in mass on record. The CIA Solicitor General, 1997, look it up, congressional hearings admitted it. This is a public secret. A public secret. There's Forbes. Is the Federal Reserve using money laundering techniques to cleanse banks' balance sheets? Do bears go poo-poo in the woods? Is Charlie Manson a lunatic? Is Bill Clinton a liar? Does Superman have a red cape? Is the Easter Bunny a bunny? Do turtles have shells? Are Ewoks stupid and ruin Turn of the Jedi? Oh, my goodness. It's already time to go to break again. All right, we'll be back. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to get into the really big news after that. U.S. on alert for possible fireworks bombs. Nanny cam home invader who assaulted mother in front of her child was known to have entered a neighbor's home, but no one did anything. He had 4 burglary convictions and just been let out of prison. Obama compares Nelson Mandela, a hardcore communist, to George Washington. It's all coming up.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
They are moving to ban, without a license, having any type of sharp knives, even for chefs, because someone might do something bad with a knife. Why not ban cars? Someone might run people over with cars. Look out, they're coming out with the new Mercedes and things where the car won't let you do stuff like that, supposedly. But then if an unnamed agency or individual wants to hack into your Mercedes and drive it off the road in a fireball, they can. Can't they? By the way, I had the Rolling Stones editor's army buddy that he was embedded with off and on for years, as one of his best friends, on the show, and he thinks they probably killed him. He was at the funeral. The wife of Michael Hastings thinks they probably killed him, and she says, I'll bring down whoever did this. And they said that he was being death-threatened by the army. They were going to kill him, and it was the biggest story ever, and he was going into hiding 2 hours before his car blew up, witnesses said, and then flew off the road into a tree. And that has been out in the news now for 6 days, breaking on my show, and no one that I've seen has covered it. I mean, even if we're crazy to question him being blown up, you know, when the army's going, you're dead for what you've released, we're going to kill you. And it turns out it's not just hearsay on my show, he wrote that in one of his books. But he was getting death threats the day he died and said, I'm going into hiding, and then his car blows up. I'm getting death threats. I'm going into hiding. Biggest story ever. Imperial troops are in the base. Imperial troops are in the base. I mean, it's to continue the cheesy Star Wars analogies. I'm waiting for him to say at the 50th anniversary that Kennedy wasn't even assassinated. In fact, you're a conspiracy theorist if you say he was killed, period. A gnat did that to him. A gnat. It was a convertible. They were going too fast. We're in Texas, big gnats here, everything's bigger. like the gnats in the cartoon with the big sharp nose, blew his head clean off. Blew the brains all over Jackie's pretty little dress. I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you, that's what mainstream news says. I'm sticking to it. I'm not going to question anything. Vince Foster, you know, witnesses saw him dragging a dead body out there, and Hillary cleaned out his office, and all the witnesses, he was shot in the top of the head. Hey, a lot of people wrap themselves up in a carpet and take themselves and throw themselves in a park. I'm going with that. And I think Richard Snowden. It's Edward Snowden. You know what? I'm teleprompter free. That's going to happen. But let's get to the really big threat. Every time there's any event going on, Christmas, New Year's, Halloween, 4th of July, we've got to hear the terrorists are planning to hit us. And, oh, the Army's going to be out at events all over the country. And the TSA is going to be in cities all over the nation, randomly searching people on the roads and at the terminals now. And Bloomberg wants to ban fireworks in New York State, not because they can burn stuff down, but because, you heard it, folks, the terrorists might get them and make a bomb out of them. Just like we got to ban knives. I mean, you know, you can't be trusted. Now, government can have nuclear weapons and missiles and tanks and armored vehicles and 2 billion bullets and be training to take on gun owners and Tea Partiers, but that's okay. U.S. on alert for possible fireworks bombs. Here's UPI security officials. They're not servants, they're officials. Said U.S. police should be on the alert. What, for Al-Qaeda, you gave 10,000 heat-seeking missiles in Syria? And you got all the neighbors freaked out, even the pro-West Jordanians are freaked out. They're like, why are you bringing Al-Qaeda in by the, now it's over 100,000, they're saying, into our area and giving them heat-seeking missiles while they dance around saying we're going to blow up more buildings? And we publish these videos, and we post them on Infowars.com every day, cutting people's heads off, cutting their hearts out, blowing up synagogues, blowing up churches, blowing up Shiite mosque that these Wahhabists don't like. Our government has brought over 100,000 at any one time. It was 60. Now it's over 100,000 to attack Syria, who did nothing and who's secular, a Ba'athist regime. But, oh, we got to ban our fireworks. Jiminy crickets. I mean, Al-Qaeda is going to blow us up. And you're like, well, Alex, the Boston bombing. Oh, the Boston bombing. You got FBI agents being killed that were involved arresting the Patsy brother. You've got their other witness, them shooting him in the top of the head, admitting he didn't even resist them now. You've got the older brother sent by the CIA to infiltrate Al-Qaeda groups. That's been confirmed. He worked for the State Department. I mean, double agents, bare minimum. They blew up what they probably thought were just part of a drill. Turns out there was a drill, like I told you. No wonder they're on national TV saying, do not look at Infowars.com. Remember that at the press conferences? It goes on and on and on and on. The United States has been hijacked by foreign banks that run Al-Qaeda. It's criminal elements inside the government steering and piloting it. It's like these science fiction movies where the slug climbs in your ear, Wrath of Khan or Host, and then controls you. I mean, maybe people can get an analogy or an allegory. It's not our government. It's criminal interest. They're always talking about national security. National security means they can commit all their crimes. National security means they can shut down coal plants here and move them to China with no environmental standards to build widgets cheaper than we can. National security means they can get away with unlimited crimes against our republic. A bunch of foreign companies and a whole bunch of foreign countries have access to your emails, your text, your phone calls. They're all sharing this data. Europe, the UK, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, the Anglo-American global empire. And it's called that because of the Anglo-American combines, not meaning white people. It means the robber baron index of the British East India, Dutch East India Company model of a corporate empire. Above the law, exempt from taxes, and we aren't. We're not part of the club. So many good old boys, black, white, Hispanic, I don't care, go USA, USA, no matter what the crimes are of this government. bipartisan, because they feel like when they're carpet bombing some villagers in Africa or the Middle East or Asia, that's our manliness and you're part of it. You pay for it. You don't get the spoils. Our gas prices went up after the Iraq war. It was done because Saddam was selling too much oil and driving down the prices. Go look up the first Gulf War. OPEC was pulling. The Saudis were beside themselves over him driving down the price of oil to pay off his debts. From the Iran-Iraq war, that he went $35 billion to the U.S. in to get the nerve gas. The CIA and U.S. satellites were running that war against Iran. The U.S. told him, yeah, go ahead and invade Kuwait to pay us off. They set him up. April Gillespie, the U.S. ambassador. Then they went on TV and called him Saddam Hussein, which means, you know what sodomy means. That's an Arabic word. Saddam. They went on there so there was no way he could back off. He was a U.S. CIA full bore, trained in Egypt, U.S. government agent. Saddam Hussein, on record, was put in power in 1979 by the U.S. government. He was trained as an army captain in the late 1950s. Look it up. And I'm not a fan of Saddam Hussein, but they tell him to attack Iran, he does it. They tell him to invade Kuwait to get the money to pay him back, he does it. They set him up. This is disgusting to put a bunch of radicals in the Middle East. They're removing secular leaders like him. I don't care how many HBO shows you show, you know, where he's a bad guy. It's so childlike. They go, here's the villain. And we're supposed to go, oh, there's the villain. Here, let's look at some more articles here. The slugs, the globalist slugs that are above the law, that climb in our country's collective brains and then run us like automatons. And you're like, USA, USA. USA is a foreign banking combine that wants to enslave you and is deindustrializing America. Let me show you this. Obama compares Nelson Mandela to George Washington. I have never seen something that disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. Nelson Mandela, they tagged on to the anti-apartheid movement, which I think was good. He was a hardcore communist mass bomber. His wife says her favorite thing to do is hang tires over children's heads and necklace them. I mean, he's just a horrible person. He's certainly not George Washington. Look at this. NFL declines to promote Obamacare. That's some good news. Can Wi-Fi let you see through people's walls? CNET News. That's CBS. And then it goes on to tell you what I already told you. But they don't tell you the Xbox. That's how it looks through your walls, the new Xbox Kinect. The Microsoft has cameras, microphones, face scanning technology, and wireless. They had ground penetrating radar 30 years ago. That's all this is. They have better sensors now. These Google blimps they're launching have this, and they look right through your walls, black and white image of you, in bed with your wife, on the toilet, you name it, baby, you name it. Second hour coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.